Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tony Curry. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pancho Herrera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Coker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Kopp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Robin Roberts. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Dark reaches second base with a double. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dark moves to third. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dark scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Phillies. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Bauschi reaches second base with a double. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post takes first base on ball four. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coker hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Kopp batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kopp hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts strikes out. Two outs. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Curry is 0 for 1 in the game. Curry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Gurnett moves to second. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Coker fires to first and picks off Taylor. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Callison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Callison reaches second base with a double. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Post is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Post takes first base on ball 4. Callison moves to third. Bauschi moves to second. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Herrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Callison scores. Post moves to second. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Phillies. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Coker is 0-for-1 in the game. Coker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Drott hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. 1 out. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Drott moves to second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Curry is 0-for-2 in the game. Curry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Kopp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards short. Kopp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bauschi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer strikes out. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Drott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor is hit by the pitch. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Coker and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's Phillies, 2, Cubs, 2. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Coker and he is safe. Ashburn steals second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Will is 0-for-2 in the game. Will hits a line drive into right field. Curry picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Curry. Ashburn scores. Will moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Will moves to third. Banks moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Will scores. Banks moves to third. Thomas moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ruben Gomez now pitching. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herrera misplays the ball. That's an error on Herrera. Banks scores. Thomas moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Cubs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Cal Neiman now catching. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Post is 0-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Post is called out on strikes. 1 out. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Herrera is 0-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Herrera strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coker is 0-2 in the game. Coker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Drott strikes out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Philly pinch hits for Ruben Gomez. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 0-3 in the game. Curry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Gurnett. Philly scores. Curry moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Curry moves to third. Dark moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Don Elston now pitching. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bauschi hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Curry tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Post is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Philly now playing left field. Turk Farrell now pitching. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Will takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks is called out on strikes. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Herrera strikes out. One out. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coker is 0-for-3 in the game. Coker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kopp bunts towards third. Zimmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coker moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Coker moves to third. Kopp moves to second. Ken Walters pinch runs for Dave Philly. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Curry hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dark for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Walters now playing center field. Johnny Callison now playing left field. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Zimmer strikes out. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Callison moves to second. Bobby Mauchmus pinch runs for Ed Bauschi. Harry Anderson pinch hits for Turk Farrell. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Callison moves to third. Mauchmus moves to second. Bobby Smith pinch runs for Harry Anderson. Ben Johnson now pitching. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Herrera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callison scores. Mauchmus scores. There goes Smith trying to get to second. Thomas throws the ball into Zimmer who relays the ball to Taylor who tags Smith for the out. Herrera moves to second. One out. It's 6-5, Phillies. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Coker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herrera scores. It's 7-5, Phillies. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mauchmus now playing second base. Jim Owens now pitching. Bobby Del Greco now playing center field. Ken Walters now playing right field. Pantone Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauchmus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Will hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco who is chasing the ball. Will reaches third base with a triple. Taylor scores. It's 7-6, Phillies. Umberto Robinson now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Banks is walked intentionally. George Altman pinch hits for Frank Thomas. Chris Short now pitching. Earl Averill pinch hits for George Altman. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauchmus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Will scores. Banks moves to second. It's Phillies, 7, Cubs, 7. Sammy Drake pinch runs for Dick Gurnett. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Short fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Banks moves to third. Drake moves to second. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-4 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Drake moves to third. Neiman moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Philadelphia Phillies, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.